All right, I'm speaking with Gary Niemeyer, president of the National Corn Growers Association, and we're talking about an initiative that is going to be on the ballot this year in California, Proposition 37, that would require labeling for foods that are genetically engineered or genetically modified. And National Corn Growers Association has now joined the effort to oppose this this ballot initiative. Gary, why don't you tell us a little bit about why NCGA has decided to join this effort?
I really don't even know where to begin. It just seems like we really don't see how you're going to gain anything by having everything labeled. All it's going to do is, in general, is probably just add to the food cost. It is a flawed proposition, and its exemptions don't really make sense for those who support the idea of the right to know. There's just a lot of questions about it. The World Health Organization, you know, the American Medical Association, and the National Academy of Sciences are among many specific bodies that have determined that really food made with ingredients derived from modern biotechnology is at least as safe, and in some cases, more safe. In fact, the government mandating labeling for food from biotech crops would be misleading if it led the consumers to mistakenly believe that their food is not safe. And this is kind of the frustration of Prop 37. It does not include any programs to educate consumers about biotechnology, and therefore these labels would really be more confusing, not more knowledgeable.
It does seem like that there is an opportunity to educate people here about the benefits of genetically engineered crops.
Exactly. You know, whether it's seeds, for example, improved seeds give farmers a new choice to cope with new challenges such as plant diseases and difficult weather conditions, and help to find a rapidly growing population in an environmentally sustainable way. Here's an example, Cindy. You are aware that probably next year or the following, because of biotechnology, we're going to come out with a hybrid of corn that is drought-resistant corn. Wouldn't that have been fantastic if we had had it this year? We wouldn't be having the problems we're having with the current drought. If you go to the livestock, improved breeding techniques deliver significant economic and environmental and health and consumer benefits to the American people and our global neighbors. With the large growing population we have coming on, instead of fighting over a labeling issue, we probably ought to be figuring out ways that we can produce enough feed, fuel, and fiber to satisfy all the needs of the not only people here in the United States, but around the world.
Well, Gary, what do you think about the tactics that the proponents of this proposition are using? For one, just calling it the California Right to Know Genetically Engineered Food Act.
California's Right to Know. You got to give them credit. Well, we really have the right to know that right now. And if you do not like to buy, if you have a specific issue with a biotech product, every place you go, you can buy organic food. You have the right to know what you're getting currently. So it seems like a waste of taxpayer money to me.
All right. Thank you very much, Gary Niemeyer, president of the National Corn Growers Association, a corn grower himself from Illinois. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.